This podcast contains explicit language.
You're an idiot.
This is Carlos!
And this is Dave calling Carlos an idiot.
Two fat guys, talk games, and friends.
And friends.
And friends.
Yes, welcome friends. Today joining us is Poe and Kiki.
It's good to be here.
It's very good to be here. And this is episode... Oh, fuck, what episode is it?
17.
Who knows?
No. Episode 17, I still have to release. This is episode 18, The Bowels of Doom.
18 episodes?
Yeah.
Jesus, have I been high this whole time?
You might have been. It's entirely possible. All right, let's kick this off with what we've played. What the hell have y'all played?
You go first.
Very well. I have been a busy bee working on spec scripts and working full-time. So my gaming has mostly consisted of small bouts of 100 Rogues and Raiden 4. 100 Rogues being an excellent iPhone arcade-style rogue type that I recommend everybody play. That has
it was
been my
okay.
gaming.
Just okay.
Just okay? Not a fan of the
rogues? Okay, I don't want to be a dick about it, but it was a fine game for about the first 5 hours I played it.
Looks like somebody died on floor dungeon 2.
No, I finished it. I lost
on normal
interest.
Normal or rogue?
Say that again?
On normal or rogue?
Normal.
Ah, pussy.
Asshole. Moving on, myself, I've been playing a combination of Valve Steam games. Can't really say which ones, because I'm playing most of them. A lot of the games that have come out for a few bucks on Steam I've been buying, so damn you, Steam, for tempting me into spending my hard-earned money.
Steam
and thank
summer
you.
Sale.
I've heard about that. It sounds great, though.
Well, I mean, there are some games I've gotten now that I really actually wanted. So the sale's nice. It's just money. Retail games, I've been playing Lollipop Chainsaw.
Tell us about Lollipop Chainsaw.
Pretty perverted, but also for people that tend to have an open mind, aka this crowd, would actually find a pretty good satire on how the guy is treated as the object, unlike how it's normally portrayed as the woman being the object. I like the game. I'm glad I bought it, but I could do without a lot of the fan service. Just saying.
Lollipop Chainsaw, a perverted game for open minds. Gotcha.
I'd like to hear from Kiki.
I have been pouring myself out with Phantasy Star Online 2. I know the last few podcasts I've been talking about just regular Phantasy Star Online, but they made a sequel and voice cracked. Currently, it's only in Japan, but I have been pushing myself like to go through the menus and all that fun stuff. For those listeners who don't know, it's just an action online multiplayer game. It's very, I want to say glitchy, probably because I'm on a Japanese server, but also because Sega doesn't know what they're doing. But I love it. It's so addicting, just like how PSO was, and I am adoring it. So I know it's not the greatest game. I know there's way better games out there, but I'm having a blast with it, so that's what I've been doing. Oh,
what
and on my phone, I've been playing Block Puzzle to increase my mind power.
What class in PSO did you make again? In PSO 2?
Currently, there's three classes, Hunter, Ranger, and Force. I'm a Hunter right now. You can change in between classes, and each class has their own levels. I chose Hunter just because I love fucking wailing on shit. There's going to be an update in August where I don't know if they're going to actually have more classes or they're going to have like mixture classes. Like if you level two classes to a certain amount, then you'll unlock another class. But there's skill trees, so we don't know if the skill trees are going to fuse into it or part of it. I'm not too sure, but currently I am a hunter and I'm smashing shit and I love smashing shit. I will make another account so I can play for free, continue playing for free, I mean, and I will be a Force, which is the magic user.
How much would it cost to add another character slot to your current one?
$6.30 US.
Lovely.
A month?
No.
Okay, so they're not doing the...
No, they're not doing a monthly fee.
There's no monthly fee. You can get the game for absolutely free, but the cash shop is what you use real money for, so this is where the bullshit comes in. So you get this little thing called a mag. I don't know if you remember, David, but...
Yep,
and,
I do.
Yes, okay. So mag increases your stats and helps you out in battle and stuff. It actually really does help you out in battle, which is really cool. And depending on what type he is, he'll like knock enemies down or he'll like shoot far away and stuff like that. But just like in the first PSO, if you don't look up a guide, you don't exactly know where it's going. Although it's a lot easier to feed it now, because before you feed it, it tells you what stats are going to increase. So that helps quite a bit.
Well, that's good.
Yes, exactly. What it doesn't tell you, though, is where the stats are going to be helpful to you.
Oh.
So, like, for example, as a hunter, obviously I want physical stuff to go up and stuff, right? I want physical stats to help me out in battle.
Okay.
So I increase my physical attack or physical defense and whatnot. But let's just say I wanted a mag that has, oh, I don't know, it increases my magic gauge or whatever. I have to have it change into whatever specific mag, but the game doesn't tell you how to do that.
So you have to rely on an FAQ. That really doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's the only unfortunate thing. But
and that's traditional Japanese clusterfuck.
I know, and that really sucks. And the reason why I brought that up is, let's just say you fuck up your mag and you're like, oh, fuck, I kind of want to reset it. There's a reset fee for, I believe, $6, or you can get a whole new mag for $6.
Nice.
And it's the same $6 you can get to add a character slot on your account. Or you can pay another $6 to reset your character's features. So let's just say you mess up something on your eyes and you're like, eh, don't really like the way that looks. You have to pay $6 to do that. Or $6 to make a new character. But why pay $6 when you can just make another account?
And that's where your mule emails come in.
I don't see too much wrong with that, really. Maybe some of the cosmetic stuff is kind of lame, mm-hmm. but it doesn't surprise me in today's market.
See, and that's what I was talking with somebody else about this before, and he said that's about the same price to add another character in other online games lately. It's like around $5 to $6. He said that's more or less the same price. But what gets my goat is you're only giving us one character slot for free. I understand. I understand you can switch between the classes at a whim, but
I understand where you're going with that, Nizzy. But I mean, they are right. I mean, most of the Japanese MMO free to play ones really do bend the player over. I mean, look at Mega 10. I mean, those guys don't even have the class to charge you once. It's a we're going to charge you for each character slot every month.
That's true. You don't get charged.
I mean, I was actually really into the Mega 10 game for... Paul, you're always talking about it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the online game. I know I've heard about the Mega 10 Imagine game. I think Imagine is the online one.
Not that one. It was a different one. But anyway, it was from the Persona style series. And I liked it. I really did like it. I put a lot of hours into that game. But for me to have, you know, more than one monster in my stable, I had to pay a monthly fee per slot, per monster, and that killed the game right there for me. I just stopped. If you're not willing to be reasonable, I don't want to play your game.
That's actually, when you put it that way, that doesn't seem so horrible. It's still... I'm just kind of miffed that, like,
they gave you three
slots before for a character, and now you can't even give us four, really. But, you know, I understand what you're coming from when you mention that. The only thing that you have to pay monthly, if you so really want to, is if you want a room, you have to pay a 30-day, like, rental fee for, like, $8 or something. So I'm like, no.
Awesome.
But the room serves, as far as I know, no purpose besides gloat. You can put each other's room. You can make it look beautiful, but I don't.
Why wouldn't I just be a vagrant?
Exactly.
Who sleeps around in other people's rooms.
The one thing sorry, go ahead, Paul.
It's like, why hold on to, you know, why pay money for a room and why bother keeping furniture on hand when I could just feed the furniture to my Meg.
I have been feeding my Meg sofas.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much those little fuckers eat.
Ultimately, it doesn't surprise me at all that they're doing that. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, they at least seem to be being fair about what they're doing. Now, myself, I prefer the method where it's a free-to-play game, but if, say, I want to support the game and therefore do a monthly transaction sort of thing, that they will give me a certain amount of in-game currency per month for doing that.
See,
I've got no problem with stuff like that.
See,
that's my choice.
I kind of like that, though, because it's like, okay, if you give us money, then you'll get little extra perks. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, you get to have more money, or you get to do whatever stuff, or you get, it's easier for you to get some items or something, I don't know. You get a room for free for 30 days or something.
Yeah, Carlos, get a room.
Paul, what have you been playing?
Oh, you were just going to say something?
I was going to add one last thing. The only really bad thing is you cannot trade for free.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the really bad thing, and I cannot believe I forgot that.
Okay.
You cannot trade for free. If you want to trade, you have to pay some sort of premium, a package or whatever, so you can trade.
So there's the subscription I was just talking about.
Yes, but the work around that is what we've been doing is we let the Japanese players pay, and we'll just buy their items with Meseta, which is the in-game currency.
Or we could do what we try to do. It's just like, if we have a rare item and then other people want that rare item in the same party, we go, let's just say, go into a different mission and just drop the item on the floor so that someone else can take it.
You can't do that in this game. You can't drop items.
I don't know. I gotta check that site just to make sure. I know there's a discard option and a put into the bank, but...
Hey, Poe, what are you been playing?
Okay, like Kiki, I've also been playing Phantasy Star Online too. Whereas, I'm a ranger in place of a hunter, where I get to shoot things up with rifles or launchers. And when I eventually do make a second account, I'm also going to make a force. But on the side, I've also been playing a little bit of World of Warcraft, just dueling a little bit, not obsessing over it until Mists of Pandaria comes out, or at least the patch that leads up to Mists of Pandaria. And then also on the side, I've also been playing Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, where I think everyone knows at this point about Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, especially if you're a fighting game enthusiast who's been following like fighting game streams, Evo, etc. I'm actually not that great a fighting game player. I mean, I like see videos where it's like combo mechanics, or it's just like doing lots of combos, and I try to mimic that, but I just can't follow the rhythm, the motion of it all, just inputting it all, the input all so fast. But also on the 360, I've also been playing the Raiden Fighters series, either Raiden 4 or Raiden Fighters Aces. There's something about those little bullet hell games that's just kind of addicting too.
Is someone whistling from beyond the grave?
I heard that whistle.
Me too. Yes. I think it may have been upstairs. I don't know.
It might have been upstairs. All right. And now we will move on to the topic of the day.
Woo!
Which is?
Well, I'll tell you one topic that, while eating dinner, was plopped in front of me. So, where we live, we have this paper called The Sun. It's a rag. However, in the word search today, it was Nintendo characters in the word search. It includes such memorable characters such as Birdo, Boo, Mario, and Sonic!
That was like a couple of days. That was an older paper, but yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing, too.
It was
it in my hands.
When my mom brought it up, she was just so frustrated because she's like, I don't get it. I don't understand any of these words. These aren't real words. And I was just like, what the hell? They have Monty Mole here.
Yeah. You know who they don't have? Luigi.
the ghetto brother.
No, you don't understand. They have Monty Mole. They have a Sega character No Luigi.
They even have fucking... They have a fucking womp. Those things are lower tier
womp. They have the womp! They have Shy Guy! Shy Guy is on this list.
Hey, Shy Guys are cool. You shut the fuck up.
I'm not saying Shy Guys aren't cool. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is they're on this list and Luigi fucking Mario isn't.
They have Fox and Falco.
Yes. Falco made it. Falco made it.
Eight much better characters made it into the word search.
Waluigi is in this!
Again, much better character.
What the shit? I just saw this! Where is Luigi?
I mean, you think in your reaction this is a big thing.
My brain, it hurts.
Is small, it hurts. Yes.
I think what happened was that someone in the company was just like, I think this sounds like a good idea. Now let's see, characters. Mario, Peach, Waluigi. Oh, I like Waluigi. What about Shy Guy? Oh, fuck yes, Shy Guy. Let's see. What about Sonic? He's not even Sega. No, he's not even Nintendo. Yes, he is. He was in a Nintendo system. Oh, okay, that works too. And Jake go through a few characters in later, and it's like, all right, let's set this out to the print. And then, what about Luigi? Fuck it.
Who?
Exactly.
Oh.
No, we put Waluigi in it already. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Oh my god.
I mean, you'd think from your reaction that it's a big thing.
I feel so bad.
I feel bad for Luigi.
Put your hand through my mic brother, and kill me.
The superior brother has been the butt of jokes for far too long. He jumps higher. He runs faster. He runs faster and jumps higher. What more do you need?
Doesn't he also have a whole con dedicated to him or something?
Does he?
I don't know. Oh, there's a webcomic called Sucks to Be Luigi.
No, not a comic. I thought there was that one, like, concert or some sort of convention. It's called Dedicated to the Other Brother or something like that.
Isn't that the Luigi art show from a few years ago?
Yeah.
There was a Luigi art show in Toronto, was it? I want to say Toronto. And it was all Luigi-based art. People recognizing the superior brother with the talent. Who just can't make it onto this word search over his evil doppelganger who was created for Mario Tennis.
That's just like how Luigi is a fan favorite. Waluigi somehow became one, and he never appeared in Mario canon.
No, he's only in...
He's only in the sports games and the board games and shit.
Yeah.
As far as we know, Waluigi doesn't exist in canon.
Yeah, this is true. Well, but Wario does.
Oh. Well, on the plus side, Wario is sort of... Well, he is sort of important in the canon verse. He's one of the star children from Yoshi's Island DS, prophesied from that game to be one of the seven. Whoop-dee-damn-doo!
Yep.
There were seven of them?
Yep. Yeah, there is Mario, Luigi, Peach, Donkey Kong, Wario, Bowser, and a baby Yoshi that hatched at the end of that game.
Why is Bowser one of them?
I don't know, he's just one of the destined star children. That's why Bowser went back in time to try to kidnap all the children, including himself.
That's crazy! Stop being crazy!
No, it's true.
Makes perfect sense, Carlos.
It's a Mario game, clearly. What do you expect?
Did he also murder
Bowser
himself?
Bowser survived all this time?
What?
Pardon?
I'm telling you that.
No, I was saying that... How else has Bowser survived all this time? He'd have to be special.
Except for that one in New Super Mario Brothers where he got killed and then revived by necromantic magics.
I'm not sure if anyone's noticed this, but Bowser is a super strong humanoid lizard thing. He doesn't need to be a star child. He has super strength, defenses, magic powers.
An army has
the means to survive.
This makes that Cracked.com article about how Bowser is a greater person than Mario all the more hilarious and true.
He's just one of Peach's puppets. I totally buy into what the nostalgia critic said in his video game confessionals thing. That
oh, completely.
Peach is engineering all this shit. She's the one in charge, and it's like world takeover shit. And that's what I want to see in the next Mario Galaxy. Peach finally revealing her hand. And Mario and Luigi, who have been oblivious, having to kill her. And I mean kill. Like, I don't mean stomp on for 1,000 points and then take her home later. No, I mean murder for 1,000 points.
This is Nintendo, though. They'll never do that.
Man.
Sam is the killer.
If I ever gather the 7 Dragon Balls and have all the rights that Nintendo has transferred over to me, there are going to be so many assassination attempts on me, I tell you, from angry fans, because I'm improving their universes. Link, he's now the old animated Link. Zelda, same deal. Mario, he's got a bandana. Fuck off.
Why a bandana?
Just to piss people off.
Yeah, and yet you don't mention Luigi, and you were complaining about how he wasn't anywhere, and you didn't even mention him.
Oh, he was saving him for last.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. And Luigi, holy shit.
Luigi is waiting for just that subtle moment for when, after Mario and Luigi kill Peach and depose her as the ruler of the Mushroom Kingdom, Luigi's going to stab Mario in the back. And then he's going to be the ultimate ruler, who rules with an iron, with a fist of green fire and lightning. Yeah, Luigi, I remember Superstar Saga.
Luigi has controlled multiple colors of fire and one color of lightning. This is true.
I do know. If they do go the option of having to kill Peach, though, I do know one of her ultimate attacks she could try to do on them. Soccer kick their fucking head off.
Yes, as Screw Attack's Death Battle series has proven, Peach is able to obliterate a person's brain and head encasing area.
And this is further proves that she just lets herself be kidnapped for kinks and fun.
Peach is totally faking it. She has never been in any real danger ever. Ever. Except when Fawful has her. Fawful wrecks her shit. That's why she secretly had him killed.
By Bowser.
Exactly.
Bowser was the one who killed her. No, Bowser was the one who killed him at the end of Mockman Bowser's Inside Story.
He actually killed? Killed?
Because, Fawful was the villain in Bowser's Inside Story. He takes over the Mushroom Kingdom for himself, turns a lot of enemies into Fawfulites. Bowser tears shit up, and then he does a boss. Mario and Luigi do a boss battle when Bowser isn't looking. They beat Fawful. He turns into this dark little germ thing, and merges with the Dark Star, and takes a piece of Bowser. He becomes a Dark Bowser. Well, the Dark Star turns into a Dark Bowser, and then that's the final boss, complete with epic boss music. And then Mario and Luigi beat Fawful from inside Bowser's body, and then the outer Dark Bowser body is collapsing, and Bowser does a fucking Falcon Punch to finish him off. And then Fawful, as a last resort, tries to kill everyone, but fails to do so, like by a sort of nuke exploding. But then Bowser gets his ass kicked by Mario and Luigi.
That game had music by the same composer as Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
And for all that series' flaws, it had great music. So anytime I hear the composer of Kingdom Hearts as hype for a game, I'm like, giddy up.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
So who wants to play a game?
I'm game.
Yes. This is a new segment on the show. It's called Games on Two Fat Guys Talk Games.
What kind of game?
So, remember that example I gave before the show about, I don't know, name a villain that starts with a letter from a video game? We could do that. So I went to our list randomizer, and it went Kiki, myself, Dave, and Poe in that order. So remember that order.
Okay.
And we will start with the letter A, and the game is you have to name a video game villain that starts with that letter, then the next person moves on. If you can't, or you're wrong, or time runs out or something, you're out, and the next person will have to take over your letter until there is only one winner.
So if we can't think of it, do we skip and lose a point, or are we just done?
You're just done. Oh, this is a hardcore game.
This game is hardcore.
It is hardcore. Noza, A.
Fuck.
Wrong. I'm kidding. Kiki, A.
Well, what? You're not kidding, though. Because if I don't think of something with A, I'm done.
Video game villain starts with A.
How much time do we have? I have to think.
I don't know. 10 seconds.
10 seconds? That's not enough time. No,
8 seconds now.
Count the first name and last name, or is it just the name altogether?
What about theoretically, like Algol, the solar system in Phantasy Star 4? That was a villain.
I'll accept Algol, but because Algol was the villain of Soul Calibur 4.
Yes! I win!
Oh, you get to live.
Yay! Yes, you get to live. Next is me. I have what? B?
Yeah.
B. B. No, he wasn't a villain. But B. Oh, shit.
This guy's hard.
It's pretty hard. Does Bison count? That's his last name. I don't need the M there. Bison.
Okay, fine.
Well, I asked about earlier about if you pick a name, does it have to count for just the first name or the last name or the name as a whole?
Doesn't matter.
I think first or last name or popular pseudonym.
Okay.
Yes. So who's next on this list here? Dave. C.
Cell.
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 There were Dragon Ball games.
Dragon Ball D games.
Yeah. Good work. Good work. Poe, D.
Dr. Doom?
Haha, nice. We would have all accepted Doom. Kiki, E. E.
This is a hard one. What? Are you saying E because you thought of one?
No, I'm just teasing you.
Oh. I don't like this game anymore.
Nice.
Of course.
I really don't know one that starts with E. I'm going to think of one.
And when you do, you're going to kick yourself because you thought of one.
Also, this goes without saying, no cheating, no Googling this.
I didn't even think of Google, and I wish I did.
10 seconds.
Do you actually have a timer?
No.
It's because he said that 10 seconds like almost a minute ago.
I want to play the game!
9 seconds.
No!
Does anyone want to...
Earthbound.
No. Boom. All right.
Okay, somebody give me E so I know for future reference.
Wait. No. No. Don't say anything.
What did he say?
He said nothing. And I'm not going to name it. So now it's my turn, and I have to name one with E, except the one named.
Well, I didn't hear what he said.
Well, I did. Christ. All right, E. Fuck, E is hard. I was gonna name a certain one, Poe.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said either.
Oh, I thought of one! Well, ish.
No, he wasn't a villain. Honda wasn't a bad guy.
Hey, can I say the one I was gonna say now?
No, you have to wait till I embarrass myself.
Okay.
Shit. Somebody make sure that they countdown time me, so I'm not abusing the system.
Oh, okay, I'll start counting.
2, 1.
No, how about this, Karka? I'm gonna give you 10 seconds starting in 5 seconds.
Egg Robo. The Egg Robo from Sonic & Knuckles.
Okay, fine.
Okay, and the one Poe had mentioned was Eggman.
Damn it! How?
Not how?
I feel so stupid.
Oh, don't worry.
Except I'm a loser.
Dave, don't be a loser with F.
Frieza.
Oh, come
on! What the hell?
Fucking Dragon Ball villains for every letter of the fucking alphabet.
Hey, is it my fault that you're giving me easy ones?
Oh, Christ. Oh, gee.
Garland.
Nice. Good one.
Oh, that is a good
one. I was going to say Ganon myself.
I might as well just say the letter so you guys keep going.
Sure. Go for it, Noza.
Yay. Carlos, H.
H. Again with the Honda. He's not a villain, Carlos. Thinking of H. Feeling the H. Feeling the H. Was there a Dragon Ball villain who started with H? As a matter of fact, there was.
Go ahead.
10 seconds.
Hatchayak.
What?
Hatchayak.
I have never heard of that villain. I think you're making it up.
You know what? I'll look it up. Hang on. He was a villain from a game. Yes, I knew I was right.
How is he spelled?
If you go to a Dragon Ball wiki, you can see Hatchayak was indeed a villain, and he came from one of the games, and then they made a little special with him as the villain.
Oh,
so, yes, I am in.
Fine. David, I... I swear to God, if you say another Dragon Ball Z villain.
Are you really going to hurt me?
No. But Icer. I would be quite amazed if you think of one.
Character's name was Icer from Dragon Ball. Lord Icer.
God damn it.
What? Icer?
Yep.
Oh, I am Dragon Ball wikiing this.
I like this game.
This is the equivalent of looking up words in the dictionary in Scrabble.
Are you sure? Because I'm thinking of a Dragon Ball enemy that started with I, and I'm thinking that's actually the one. Because when I look for Icer, I find nothing.
What do you find?
Nothing. There is no really? Dragon Ball villain named Icer.
Boom. Does he get a second chance?
No.
Okay.
Boom. Wait, hang on. Can you provide evidence of this Icer? You want to link it up on Skype?
Well, now
for us here?
I'm going to have to look it up. 1 second.
Okay. Because I know there is a Dragon Ball villain who starts with I, and I suspect that's who Dave meant, but that won't count.
Oh, he's up. He's basically out.
Hang on. If he can find evidence of this, and if it was in a game, we're good. Also, it needs to be in the form of a question.
What is go fuck yourself?
Right. Have you found this Phantom Icer? Did you perhaps mean Ice Shenron from Dragon Ball GT?
No, I didn't. No.
Because his name actually starts with an E. Dave! Icer! Find it!
Yeah, I'm gonna drop out for that one.
Okay. So, Poe is I.
You know where I got that from?
Mm.
It was a planet in a race in the game. Dragon Ball Evolution, but it's not an enemy. Well,
gotcha.
It's an enemy, but it's not a named enemy called Icer. It's a race.
Gotcha. Okay, so Poe named Iceman for Mega Man?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Damn it. Kate Carlos, you are UCD J.
I'm J. Oh, God. J. J. No, he's a good guy. Why do I keep thinking of these fighting game characters who are not villains?
Dude, if you can't think of one for this one, I'm gonna negative 5 million points.
I thought of 2.
Million. You thought of 2? Shit. Oh.
Oh, easily.
Oh, God. 10, 9.
9, 8, 7, you suck. 5, 4, 3, 2, you blow.
Jellapalooza.
What?
Darkar Jinpachi.
Oh.
Or what is Jason?
Or Junkman.
Oh, God. This means that Poe has won the first annual.
No, it's Poe. He has
still
the next
to do the next one.
Poe,
oh, he still has
J.
to do one with
if
J?
If he can't think of a J1, then he's done.
Wait, but that's not fair. We just mentioned 17 different ones.
No, you're right. He has to do K.
Okay, fine. K.
Wolfgang Krauser.
I said
oh,
K.
Oh, nice. Poe wins.
Wait,
yay!
What did you say?
Krauser.
Wolfgang Krauser. He was he's an SNK villain.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy that
is Krauser
Google
his
stole.
First name?
No,
Krauser's
his last
name.
Yeah, we were allowed to do last names.
First name or last name, either one. Like Dr. Doom counts for D and D. Well, Poe, for winning, you get the adoration of your peers.
Oh, good job, Poe, for surviving.
Yes. Good.
That's awesome.
Good work. Did everyone have fun with that?
I did. I really liked that game.
Yep.
You guys want to do another similar game?
Do it in reverse.
Okay.
The reverse alphabet.
Okay, hang on. Okay, I'm randomizing the list again. This time it comes up Carlos, Dave, Kiki Poe. So, is it going to be villains again, or should it be something else?
Something else, really.
Okay, what did you have in mind?
Loading, 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 loading.
Oh, I've got one, but it is mean, and we will all be eliminated.
Okay, what is it?
Especially if we're going backwards. Names of cities or towns in video games.
Oh, we're going to get eliminated after the first three letters.
It specifically has to be cities or towns, not locations, cities or towns.
Oh my god.
And we're starting with Zed, I guess, and I'm going first? Oh no. Shit. Okay, Zed. Location with Zed. Zed.
Wait, what was the order again?
Me, Dave, you, Poe. Are you writing this down?
No, I'm not actually.
Okay.
I just wanted to know. Wait. Okay, never mind.
Oh, God.
This is hard.
Zed. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm taking a shot in the dark. Was there ever a video game city or town called Zephyr? The Wind of Hope?
There was, actually.
Zephyr?
Yeah.
We're gonna have to look up
the dictionary.
I thought there was.
There's a Zephyr Cove in real life. That doesn't count, though.
I think I'm gonna get the hardest letter again.
Okay, hang on. Wikipedia has a disambiguation page. Zephyr, North Carolina? Zephyr, Texas? Zephyr, Ontario? This shit. Railroad. Video games. Zephyr, a protect, no. Zephyr badge, no. A character. The IFS Zephyr, the Zeppelin that crashed at the beginning of the game, Arcanum. Fuck that.
This would have been better if it was actual character names.
The name of one of the... Name of a white man. No, I see no town named Zephyr. I am out.
We're all gonna be out.
That's the rules of the game. Dave, Zed.
You suck.
Why? What do you have?
Let me think.
If David doesn't think of one, I have to do Zed. And if I don't think of one, you have to do Zed.
Okay.
You have a Zed name?
I think it counts, but it's a long shot, but I think it counts.
Oh, what?
Well, if I'm eliminated, I'll start looking stuff up so I can verify.
Wow, this one's hard.
Holy
Something tells me in the future we're going to play this specific game again, but in the proper order. So as we can get a longer run.
No, this game's fun.
I know, that's what I said.
I've got one on the tip of my tongue, but I don't think it's actually valid. Come on.
10 seconds. 5 seconds.
Zuggerack.
What? Oh, Dave, you want to clarify?
Sorry, no, not wrong one. Zug.
Zug?
Just Zug. Z-U-G.
Was it a town or a city?
I'm pretty sure.
Hang on.
I'm not looking shit up, so I'm leaving it all to you, Carlos.
Zug is a German-speaking city in Switzerland.
Okay, keep looking.
I'm looking, relax.
This is
I just thought of one with Z. Shit.
I thought of one.
Me too. I got two.
Oh, no. Poe, are you looking it up?
No.
Poe's just a game encyclopedia.
Sometimes.
I got it right, didn't I, Carlos?
I'm still looking. I'm sorry, I don't see a video game town named Zug. I see a real town named Zug, but no.
Oh, so now I have to do Zed.
Yep.
Correct.
Zora's Domain!
Who's?
Zora from Link.
But wasn't that a
city
dungeon, though?
Or a town?
That's a place!
No! City or town. I specifically said no place.
Zora's Domain is the little town where you talk to the Zoras!
Is it?
It is in Twilight Princess.
Hang on, I'm looking it up.
I'm pretty sure. Or if it's not in Twilight Princess, then I'm thinking of Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, many Zoras reside there. And there's a throne room.
Ha!
Okay, good work.
I was going to say Zul'Gurub or Zul'Aman from World
oh,
from Warcraft.
Oh, wow, places. Over city. The one I thought of was Zakarum from Diablo.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Shit. Well, anywho, Poe, you have possibly an even harder one. Why?
No, I'm going to have the harder one. This game's fun.
Yes, it is. I kind of got the motivation listening to the Doug Loves Movies podcast. They do a similar game with movies.
Okay.
And people often get eliminated because they forget the at the beginning.
Yeah. 10 seconds, Poe.
Boom.
I've actually got one.
You thought of one? Well, don't say it yet, because Kiki, why?
Okay.
Can't think.
I might have said these names wrong, and they're from Saga Frontier, either Yale or I want to say Yorkshire, but that doesn't sound like a real one.
Okay, wait, you totally can't name two.
No, but I can.
You have to pick one and stick with it.
No!
Which one?
Yale.
Y-A-L-E?
Yeah.
No,
it's that Yoko place. Where is it? It's on the frontier. Oh, what is it called?
That place doesn't even have a Y. I think I do know a place from there.
So, I guess we all lose. But in a very real way.
I lose the least.
I was going to say Yorkton.
So
the one! Yorkton!
There you go.
I was going to say one that Carlos is going to have to look up.
Yo.
Yulash.
Looking up. You want to spell that?
Yulash. It's from the Forgotten Realms games.
Well, I don't see it on Giant Bomb's archive, but I'm sure...
No, they won't have it on there. It was long before Giant Bomb existed.
Mythdranor Wiki.
There we go.
Yeah. It would have worked. Anywho, you know what? The last person needing to name something, not really that great a rule anyway, because even though Noza got it wrong, she would be the last person eliminated, which means she wins. So congratulations, Kiki!
I don't feel happy.
Wah, wah, wah.
And with that note, I think we have come to an end of another episode
circle.
Of Two Fat Guys Talk Games. Yes. Are we good? Do we have anything more to discuss?
Need more friends to play this game.
Say again?
We will obviously need more friends to play this game.
It's a fun game. It leads to good times. So anywho, Dave, sound us off.
Me?
No, Dave.
Oh. Well, this is Dave with Two Fat Guys Talk Games. Oh, come on. Close that off, Carlos.
I was waiting to see how long it would take. And Carlos, see y'all later.
Bye.